While the national vote rang less progressive yesterday, Southern Californians voted to build, baby, build. From mass transit to the building of affordable housing and housing for the homeless, a number of pro-development measures passed. Here in Greater Los Angeles, voters also rejected an effort to slow growth down in Santa Monica. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she joins me now for DNA on ATC for some post-election analysis on what's to come. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So let's start with Measure M. This was the big one. It would speed up transit projects all across LA County. It needed two-thirds of the public support. It got it with almost 70% voting yes, although we still have some absentee ballots to be counted in LA County. But at this point, it looks like it's going to win, and it's going to win big.
And so what this means is at this point, 70% of people have said yes to mass transit, yes to alternative forms of transit. So this measure, it adds a countywide half-cent increase to the sales tax. It makes permanent a sales tax increase. This would help construct a rail line to LAX. It would fund other alternative transit routes, like a bike path along the LA River. This is a massive construction project. It will keep people busy for years, and it all contributes to a rather different, denser, more mass transit-based Los Angeles that has been in contention. This vote indicates that's the road people want to take.
In exchange for a higher sales tax is what LA voters have gone for on this one.
Yes, now,
homelessness, of course, is on the rise in Los Angeles, too. It is a huge issue. And another one of Mayor Eric Garcetti's major initiatives, this is Proposition Triple H, which passed overwhelmingly last night. Even bigger numbers for Triple H, which would raise $1.2 billion for housing the homeless.
Absolutely. 76% of the vote. Yes, people in Los Angeles are very aware of the massive homelessness problem that we have in the city. This initiative will raise property taxes by 0.01% to pay for permanent supportive housing and shelters for the city's homeless population. Many city officials have been in big support of this. They said it'll help fund 1,000 apartment units a year for 10 years. So yes, again, Angelenos are saying they want affordable housing, they want mass transit, but let's segue, if we can, to Measure JJJ. It was a citywide ballot measure that would demand developers of condo and apartment buildings to build a percentage of affordable housing within those structures. It passed with 64% of the vote, so definitely it got a good amount of support, but it wasn't resoundingly supported by elected officials, and that's because it built in some quite strong demands, including setting out a mandate about what kinds of buildings should produce the affordable housing units, but also who should get to build.
And in Santa Monica, Francis, one thing that would have slowed growth down, this is Measure LV in the coastal city, was rejected by voters.
Sure, yes. LV got 44% of the vote. So again, almost two-thirds supported, in a way, the status quo. Absolutely, there have been concerns in Santa Monica about traffic. There's been concerns about density and height. LV was rejected, suggesting that Santa Monicans, despite their frustrations with congestion in downtown Santa Monica, nonetheless do prefer their elected representatives and their hired city planners to do the work of determining what should be built in the city, rather than handing it off to the voters to vote on every project over two or three stories high.
A lot of building going on with new money coming in, and also new ways by which developers will have to go about that building. It's going to be interesting to watch, and we'll watch it with you. Frances Anderton with DNA and ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.